Show. Discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
I'm going to tell everybody now the show's going to be horrible and the timing's going to be off. I just walked in the door like 1 minute ago. And normally, you need to know this. Normally, I'm in here a good 4 or 5 minutes before the show starts.
Right.
So I get time to prepare.
Oh, yeah.
When you hold the meeting.
Prep.
Hold our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Rehearse.
Go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Get something to drink.
Write the script.
But I only got in a minute ago, so we didn't have time to do any of that. I do want to start by telling you that I have somebody on the phone who is one of the biggest names in rock music, and he and I are close friends, and that'll surprise a lot of people.
Really?
They will never have expected me to be buddies with this guy. And I wanted to have him on a couple of days ago when the news of David Bowie passing away hit, and he couldn't talk about it. He was so broken. He was so upset he couldn't talk. But he joins us now. He's had a couple of days to kind of, let it sink in that David Bowie is gone. Ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of mine, Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy, how are you?
Hi.
You're still pretty broken up, Oz. I call him Oz. About the David Bowie thing?
It was a really talented guy, and it's an incredible shame, you know, what happened. He's 61 years old.
Well, he's 69 years old, actually.
That's what I said. That's what I meant, 69.
And hang on, Ozzy. Ozzy can't hear me now, can he?
No.
Folks, Ozzy has done lots of drugs in his day, as you know.
Right.
And his brain is a little bit scrambled, so he said
hello?
61. But no, we've already said hello, Oz. We're in the middle of a conversation. How's Sharon? Well, how's everybody?
Sharon, everybody's wonderful. Everything's wonderful. It couldn't be any better other than our friend, Mr. Barry,
is
not with us any longer.
Yeah. How close were you and David Bowie? Were you very close?
We were fairly close. David lived in England mostly, but we saw each other on occasion.
Yeah.
We didn't see each other every week but we did, we had fun together, recreational things together.
Yeah, he had a lot of respect for you, and I know you as he as well. We won't dwell on it because I know you're really grieving over this. Maybe we could get caught up on you, your health. How's your health?
Feel pretty good. I'm incredibly surprised that I'm still alive, but I
think a lot of people are surprised you're alive. You know, I might tell people how we met. You were in St. Louis years ago, and
yeah.
This would shock people, too. I was in country music, and Dan was in country. Dan, you remember the day he called from the limo?
Oh, yeah.
And we thought it was a joke, and we're in the middle of our show, and they said he says he's Ozzy Osbourne. And you remember it, Oz.
Oh, he does.
And they said he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
And then I found out through email that when you were able to listen and you didn't have to be in St. Louis, because I know you have the app, it's the number one. If you look at Ozzy's phone, the first app on the main page, KTRS app. Yeah,
wow.
That's a true story. And I know that once you're able to stream or listen to the app, you listen every day, and you say it's still your favorite radio show ever.
I love it. I'm a dedicated, loyal fan.
I think we had a bad connection and a little gravelly sounding. Are you okay? Are you throwing up? Did you throw up?
There was a dog in the background.
A dog?
It was barking, and then we have a dog there.
A dog was barking in the background.
Several cats.
Yeah, I remember from the reality show, you had a lot of animal feces in the house.
We're crazy about
animals. Yeah. Well, Ozzy, we're going to let you go. I know when you're back in St. Louis, I'll get a call from you because I don't like to talk about stuff like this, but Oz and Sharon come to the house every time you're in town now, and we have dinner, and it's always carry out because Ozzy knows my wife doesn't cook.
Right.
He jokes about that a lot because I know Sharon's a good cook. In fact, they came one time, and Sharon just took over the kitchen. And Sharon
really?
Said to my wife, said, "Step aside, honey. I'll show you how to cook." And she whipped up that fantastic meal.
What?
Ozzy, I think you need. When's the last time you had a checkup, Ozzy? A physical exam.
When's the last time you took your phone to the store and have it checked?
I think he's talking to somebody else. I don't even know if he knows we're talking. His mind is just. No.
We're here,
Ozzy. Listen, we're going to let you go, Ozzy. Good talking to you. Say hi to Sharon, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
Are you the drive through?
Ozzy?
What are you ordering, Ozzy?
Ozzy, were you in a drive-thru? What are you doing?
Double cheeseburger, please.
Double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger. Hold the onions.
Hold the onions. Okay. All right, we'll let you go. You're in the middle of an order. Well,
probably
Ozzy,
In-N-Out Burger.
Thanks for taking
this
the time.
Out in California.
Are you in California at In-N-Out Burger? Is that where you are? He doesn't know where he is. All right, Ozzy, thank you. Great Ozzy Osbourne, everybody. I don't know that he even knows we had that conversation.
No.
I hope he's not. Is he driving? Maybe?
I don't know. He's got to drive.
Being driven.
I hope so.
Being driven. And that's funny. I mean, the day before yesterday, he was so upset and crying. And, David. And
he called
I think
you?
He's probably self-medicated.
Yeah, he still seems out of it.
He does. He seems very out of it. So there you go, Ozzy Osbourne. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Have you been outside?
Yeah.
It's like spring.
It is?
The bottom, oh my goodness, the bottom fell out. And
when it's up in the 40s now, it feels really good.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It seems like it's 80 degrees. I went in First Community Credit Union. I just thought, no, I'll leave my jacket in the car. I didn't even need it. It's just, it's fantastic.
Huh.
And here we are, the 13th of January. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June? Another sleepy, dusty Delta.
You know, I need to write that down because I always forget.
You really should have.
It's
this
the
point.
3rd of June. Mm-hmm. I always forget that.
You get it mixed up a lot.
So, how are you two knuckleheads?
Oh, just doing fabulous. Doing great.
Does
Frank.
Anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
All right. In a good mood, we'll find out why. He sure sounds like he is. Bass player. Mm-hmm. Professor of Broadcasting, former car salesman, former assistant manager of the great Sambo's restaurant chain, almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Yeah.
What was that other thing you did that we didn't even know about, that career you had? You mentioned one day, and we said, you never told us you did that. Something else to add to your incredible
resume. I worked in a warehouse, and we put boxes together and burned my hands. I lasted about 2 weeks. in that job 2 or 3 weeks.
But yeah, and then you worked at that, what was it, an insulation plant?
Oh, the insulation. I worked at an insulation.
Where a guy was killed?
Yes.
Fell into a machine or something.
Yeah, it was called, this was in the late 70s.
Did you push him? Tell the truth. Did you push him in?
No, I didn't.
The guy you didn't like at work, you push him in a big machine?
No, I didn't. It was Fibron. We made insulation out of
Are they still in business?
No, I don't think so.
What? Look at that. Look at that. Another company he helped put out of business.
Yeah.
When you go to work somewhere, well, look at what happened to this place. We were thriving.
Mm-hmm.
KTRS was thriving.
And then
I came and they said, do you have to bring him? And they held up Dan's resume. He said, look what he's done to these other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want him. I want Dan with me. And look what happened to this place.
I'm the cooler.
Yes.
I am the cooler at the at all business.
The showstopper. Cooler.
And now with his contribution to the Burke segment, Dan Levi Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank. I will start off by saying that on, I guess, the KTRS website and the KTRS Facebook page, you'll be able to see, and on our Facebook page, our Facebook / AM and the PM, you'll be able to see me dressed up as Stan Kroenke today.
Is it what I saw in the hallway?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, folks, you got to see this. And here's the only problem. Your hairpiece is better than this.
Yes.
That's the only problem. Facebook.com/AM in the PM. Go look at Dan's visual impression of Stan Kroenke. Because if you did an audible impression, you'd have to sound like you were mentally a challenge, because that guy cannot speak.
Well, he did in
and it's going on the KTRS website along with the KTRS Facebook page. Martin Kilcoyne was in Houston yesterday and asked Stan Kroenke a question. And I'm responding to that question that Melvin Kilrod asked of Stan.
And where can we hear this?
I guess on KTRS.com. She said it would be up in about by 4 o'clock. I
watched
think.
That guy. I'm going to tell you something.
He's horrible.
He's got to be brilliant. He has to be that rich. And I know he married a Walton girl, but he still was a very rich guy before that. But there are people like this. They can't communicate except on paper. He can probably write the most, it would blow you away when you read his proposals, his bids to purchase, his planning, probably brilliant, but he can't talk.
Oh, man.
The guy cannot talk. And his little press conference made zero sense.
No, and none
what
of it
What he said
made
didn't
sense.
Make any sense at all.
Because they don't have any rational answers to the questions that people have.
No.
And Martin Kilcoyne asked him a question about why he was pretty much screwed St. Louis. And he just went on to say nothing. He's just like, well, what I'm thinking is I wanted to meet the governor is to create some dialogue and then build a stadium with all the suspects.
What Dan just did is three times more
as engaging.
Yes, as engaging. And
it's like, good grief.
I went back and ran it back, watched it again. I thought, maybe I missed something. No, it made no sense at all.
No.
But he doesn't care what we think.
No, none of them do. None of them do.
We'll talk about this a little bit. But go ahead. I want you to finish your Burke segment, and then we'll get into this.
And then remember yesterday.
I do remember yesterday.
We sang.
Yesterday was Tuesday.
We sang the song David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Peace on Earth. I was singing all the way home.
And we were shocked. I was at how
good
well,
it was.
Yeah, and how good it was. It was like, wow, that was crazy. The same thing happened last night. When we were practicing, our band practice. And
what band?
The Southside Johnny Band.
I'm not familiar. Is that...
it's a band.
We practice. Are you in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the band. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm in the band. I just joined them. But we ran everything through the board, and we recorded this last night, and I said, I've got to play some of this on the air tomorrow.
I don't know that our audience has ever heard any of your band.
No.
This is... And you know Little Big Town.
Yeah. I love Little Big Town.
Girl Crush?
Yeah, Girl Crush is a great song.
This is Girl Crush. We played it Friday night. We had never played it before, and John yelled out the chords to us and stuff. So we played it Friday night, and we thought, we're going to work on it, and we worked on it last night, and this is like the result of us working on it after we did it about I don't know, 6 or 7 times, and we recorded it.
Wow, let's do it now?
Yeah.
Can I introduce the band?
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the hottest bands, and soon to become unaffordable to a lot of you because their prices are going to skyrocket once the word gets out. I am proud to introduce doing Girl Crush. We're not going to hear the whole song, are we?
No, you don't. Well, you know, the whole song's on there. But
well, for people who don't know.
Whatever you want to do.
For people who don't know, Girl Crush is a huge country music hit, but it's more of a crossover song. If you listen to it, there's nothing country about it. And it's about a girl who's jealous of another girl because she took her man away.
Yes.
And the song is winning all kinds of awards. And there were stations that refused to play the song because they mistook the lyrics to be somehow a promotion of lesbian lifestyle or something, because they do stand there, "I would like to kiss her lips." A girl singing that, meaning, "I want to kiss her so I can taste the guy you kiss."
Yeah.
But stations just overreacted, and in spite of that, this is a huge hit, and now doing it. Anything else you need to say?
No, Diane Hinton is our singer, and you will hear her. She is tremendous.
A little bit of Girl Crush with the Southbourne Tumbleweed Band.
Southside Johnny Band.
Whatever. I already like it. And I know this song, and this sounds already good.
I got a girl crush.
Wow.
Hate to admit it, but...
Wow.
I got a heart rush. It ain't slowing down.
She's good.
Yeah, she's real good.
I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I want to taste her. Yeah, 'cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of perfume.
Wow, pretty good.
I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic.
I'm assuming it moves into the second layer, whatever you call it. Whether you add some more instruments, or does it just pretty much stay like this?
No, it pretty much stays like this.
I got a girl.
No harmony? Nobody jumps in?
There's a little harmony in there.
Yeah, I hear. I thought
John was doing a little bit of harmony.
Now, is that you on the guitar? Is that bass guitar or is that lead guitar?
No, that's lead guitar doing that.
So do you even need to play on this?
Yeah, I'm on it. We're all blended really nice on this.
I don't get
I don't even need to hear any more. This chick's good. Very good.
Yeah.
A really good job. And here we thought your band was stunk.
No.
Yeah.
We thought, well, Dan's in it. It has to be like a joke joke band.
It was one of those moments last night, like we had yesterday when we were singing the David Bowie Bing Crosby song.
Very similar.
It's like, holy cow.
What's her name? Diane
Hinton.
Diane Hinton.
Hinton, yeah.
Wow. Way to go, Diane.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No, and her husband's name is Jack, so.
Who cares?
No, but Jack and Diane, get it?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Little ditty about Jack and Diane. Okay. Anything else?
They get that a lot. No, that's it.
Pion, did you have anything for the Burke Show?
I do, but I can...
We'll break. We'll come back, wrap it up, and then take calls. What do you say? And then after the 4 o'clock news break, Dr. Doug will be with us. So if you have pets, you have questions, this is the guy. Thompson Price. I've been saying that name for... probably almost 20 years now. Thompson Price was a supporter of this show, an advertiser on this show, before this show was on this station. Thompson Price remodeled our kitchen 20 years ago, somewhere right in there. And we loved it so much, we thought, well, let's let him redo a bathroom upstairs. So he and his people redid a bathroom. Now here's what happened. There are two bathrooms upstairs. You have one spectacular bathroom, and then the other one that now looks like an outhouse, okay, by comparison. So a couple of years after that, we had Thompson Price do the other upstairs bathroom. Then there was a bathroom down in the basement, and it was a basement bathroom. The people who had built the house, I guess what they said to somebody was, put the cheapest bathroom, the cheapest cabinets, vanity, the cheapest of everything you can. It's just a basement bed, and that's exactly what it was. So we thought, well, let's let them work their magic on that. So they came and tore all that out. You should see that basement now, that basement bathroom. It's spectacular. I love double sink vanities. No home where more than one person lives there, two people should never have to share a vanity, a sink. Would you agree with that? She needs hers, he needs his.
Oh, sure, if you can, if you can make it work, absolutely.
Separate homes would actually be even better.
Separate master
after so many years. So they did that bathroom. Now, many, many, many years ago, we added on to our house. We added because we didn't have a main level bedroom. So we thought, well, let's do a master bedroom on the main level. And if you're going to do that, you got to have a bathroom. So who do we call in for the bathroom? Thompson Price. So every bathroom, even the little half bath and our kitchen, have all been redone by Thompson Price. And if we ever move or we stay long enough that we need to do something else again after 20, 25 years, guess who we'll call? Thompson Price. Originally, we called three companies because I didn't know one from another. I didn't know anything really about Thompson Price. We got their bids. We got their ideas. There was no comparison. And that doesn't mean that Thompson Price's price was far lower than the others. It wasn't. It and one other company were about the same, and there was a third company where the price was really, really lower. But their proposal was crap. It's like some kid did it on a paper towel. It was unbelievable. So they were eliminated. And the decision we ended up making would be the same one we make again. I think it's the same one you'll make if you'll give them a shot, if you will give them a chance to show you what they do so well. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, showroom in DePere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. Website's an easy one to remember, thompsonprice.com.
And there were lots of wrecks this morning. Hopefully it's different this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic. Tim?
It is, but what exactly is that on your head that...
Oh,
is that doily?
Did you see it, Tim?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
It's better than Kroenke's hair.
Yeah, it's much better.
Stan Kroenke should go look at what you've done on Facebook and go, I want that hair.
You can buy a whole box of them in the store, I think, for like 2 hours.
Yeah, coffee filter.
That's what I thought it was, a coffee filter or a doily.
Oh, well, it's a coffee filter, and then Joan and Sherry in the office ended up getting some Swiffer things and putting taping that on.
You're giving too much away.
Yeah.
Make people go look at it.
You can't give enough away. You got to see it.
What'll happen is people will go there and go, oh, look, there's Stan Kroenke. Yeah. No, that's Dan.
With the porno stash? That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He does have the old 60s porn stash.
Yeah, he does.
Not that I've ever seen that.
Right.
I've heard what it looked like. No.
Yeah, right. All right. There looks like they've had a train. It's either going off now or it just cleared a train at Monsanto on Route 3 because you're backed up in both directions. You do have the center lane blocked on northbound 270 just past Page. There's debris in the roadway there. And then you have westbound 40 slowing now from Hampton through McCausland. This report brought to you by Staples. They have ink at great value this week. Buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off. Limit 2 per customer ends January 16th. See store for details. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
If you don't have life insurance because you think you can't afford it, stay tuned for the following special opportunity. A life insurance company is now offering affordable term life insurance to the American public for under $1 a day, so you can finally protect your family's financial future. But hurry, call immediately for free information. 1-800-554-6922. The call only takes 5 minutes and it's absolutely free. With this affordable insurance, if you're a 40-year-old man who doesn't smoke, you could get a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's $500,000 to protect your family's dreams. If you thought you couldn't afford life insurance, well, now you can. Make the quick 5-minute call now and secure your family's financial future. That's free information on term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for under $1 a day. Don't miss this special opportunity. Call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-554-6922. That's 1-800-554-6922.
Message and data rates may apply.
Too many people are still needlessly suffering with joint discomfort. So we're taking Joint Relief to a whole new level by giving away a million complimentary samples of all new fast-acting Instaflex Advanced, the advanced formula that takes Joint Relief to a whole new level. We took the number one top-selling joint formula at GNC and supercharged it with powerful key ingredients that work so fast, you need just one tiny pill a day to start feeling relief in just 1 week. Now we're giving away a million complimentary samples. Get yours by texting FLEX to 99000. Instaflex Advanced is not only incredibly fast, its key ingredient is twice as effective as other products using old-fashioned glucosamine plus chondroitin. It helps increase mobility and flexibility too. We're giving away a million complimentary samples to help people experience a whole new advanced level of relief. Complimentary samples are not available in any store. You can only get yours by texting FLEX to 99000. Again, text FLEX to 99000.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal? Sí.
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-514-3354. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-514-3354. That's 1-800-514-3354.
Hi. I'm Dr. Michael White, a general dentist in St. Louis, located in beautiful Sunset Hills, Missouri, just about a half a mile from Highway 44 in Lindbergh. Over the years, I've learned that what patients really want from their dentist is for the dentist not to hurt them. I understand that. I focus 100% on making sure my patients are having no pain during their dental treatment. I work hard on that, and I know my patients really appreciate that too. If you're looking for a dentist who has affordable fees, a guarantee on the work that they do, but more importantly, understands that you, the patient, does not want to be hurt, then please give my office a call at 314-270-8552. That's Dr. Michael White, 314-270-8552. You can also see my website at sunsethills.dentist. That's sunsethills.dentist.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I know exactly what you're all thinking. Are we ever going to get to hear Peon's contribution to the work segment? Well,
I hope so.
That time has come. Yes, you are. And here with it is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First, I know you said we're going to get to the Rams thing in a little bit. You're probably going to have some thoughts on it.
Very few.
I was unsure how I would feel about it, but I turned out to be very angry last night.
Really?
It totally ruined my mood. I'm sure a lot of other people. But today it's more sadness. Just because I've watched the team, you know, since they, for some reason, I think that the Cardinals left in 88.
Yeah.
I would have been 11, and I have no memory of watching any Cardinal games at all, football Cardinal games. So
I do, actually.
So this was my football team, essentially, growing up. So it's, and I'm a huge football fan. I watched them. I would watch them every week if I was home. It didn't matter how, but, you know, they've been bad for a long time, but I would still turn the game on. And I feel bad that I won't have that to have, you know, now that I have a son, being able to watch, you know, games. And that's what made me feel more sad today is all the people that the tailgaters.
Right.
It would be a great family bonding thing.
Well, for the downtown restaurants and other related businesses, yeah. You're talking 10 big weekends gone.
Yes. No, there are a lot of economic things. But besides the, economic reasons, it just bringing families together. Because, you have families where maybe there's a son and a dad who really don't have a lot in common, but that was their bonding theme. They don't have that
anymore.
And
they can bond in front of the TV watching football. I mean,
yes. No, absolutely.
But I get it. It's different when you go to the game. I get that.
Yes. And I saw a lot of people who say they have younger kids online today saying how do you explain that to a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old? Why their team is no longer going to be in... you can still watch them, of course. It's not like...
Right.
For the most part, I never went to a lot of games, so I can still watch them, but it's not the same.
Yeah. I'm trying not to speak till you're finished, but
okay.
Go ahead.
And another opinion of mine, if you're not a big sports fan or football fan, don't make your opinion known today, because people that really take it, it kind of hurts even more right. to hear people say, well, I'm not even a big fan. They can, good right. for, get out of here.
Right.
And, for people that really are into it, it kind of stings even more.
Well, I think the worst part is that...
Well, that's just his thing.
I know.
No, go ahead. You can.
No, the worst part about it, the whole thing is that Kroenke completely turned his back on St. Louis, and the NFL completely made everybody here that was trying to work on a stadium and everything look like idiots.
Well, they sided with him because just follow the money. You always follow the money.
Well, following this thing yesterday, of course, and everybody was saying... Be wary of what you hear on this day, because it's going to go back and forth all day long. You're going to hear misinformation and until the final. And the LA committee, it was 5-1 in favor of the other stadium. And then all of a sudden, the other vote comes out, and all of a sudden, they end up 30-2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
So you'd love to hear these backroom meetings, because all the owners are going to benefit from this. The NFL is going to be, because the stadium is going to be the home of all the...
Here's what kills me. How many people do you think know that the NFL is a non-profit?
That's not true anymore.
It's not
last true. Last year, I saw a lot of people say that. Last year, they essentially dropped that because they knew...
Well, hallelujah.
They were going to... It was eventually going to come where they were, people.
Well, they sure skated for a lot of years.
I don't know how all those years they were able to have
a lot of millions and millions in taxes all those years.
Yeah, no, I never understood how that was possible, but yeah, they dropped that last year. That was it, essentially. I'm sure everybody else, it's the stages of grief everybody goes through. You're angry, you're sad, and all that. So, but I'm sure we'll get into that more a little bit. And I had something else, but I think we should just stop for now.
No, I think we want to hear what else you have.
Yeah, go ahead.
It wasn't related to that, but...
Okay, and now part two.
Thank you very much. These are some more random facts I found that I thought might be of interest to some. Did you know there is a town in Oklahoma called OK?
No.
Okay. And so
if you write to them, it's OK,
it's
comma,
written
okay.
as OK, comma, OK.
I know. You're not going to know what I'm talking about here. Dan might. There was a guy named Dennis James. Years ago, he was a game show host. He did commercials on TV, and the tagline was, and honestly, I don't remember the product, okay, okay. It was Dennis James, and he'd always say, okay, okay. Little did I know, he's talking to a town in Oklahoma when he did it.
Yeah.
It was a Kellogg's or something like that.
I remember the name Dennis James.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. What else?
Next, the average horse is capable of almost 15 horsepower.
What?
I think when they set that, it was supposed to be the average work that a horse could perform. Not running, but like the actual, pulling a plow.
I find it really weird.
That we still use that?
That we still use horsepower. But what other... how else would you get across to somebody, how a car in particular...
I don't know.
If you tell me
for
a car
so long
has 400
now.
Horsepower... Okay, that's a pretty healthy engine, but if you use another...
They'd have to make some other term up. I don't know what else
why
you
couldn't
would...
They? Why couldn't they make a scale of 1 to 10, and the engine is a 7, 10 being the fastest, it's got a 7 in it.
Yeah, or could you designate it by how many revolutions a tire can make in a minute,
that's,
maybe?
Yeah, stretching. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know what M&M stands for?
Mars and something?
Mars and Murray's.
Okay.
It was the two founders of
Hey, Mars. Yeah, what is it, Murray? Hey, okay, I'll do the candy coating and you do the chocolate. You got a deal.
Candy idea for
you. Let's shake on it.
This one is pretty, it's hard to even comprehend, as with anything that relates to space, but the sun accounts for 99.86% of the mass in the solar system.
How much?
99.86% of the mass in our solar system is the sun.
Oh, man, that thing's huge.
Man.
And then half of what's left over, half of the 0.14 is Jupiter. So you're talking about 0.07% of the solar system is made up of all the other planets.
So we're nothing.
Yes, we're way down on the list.
How big is Uranus?
I did not see on... let's see. Oh, here we go. Uranus is the third smallest.
Hmm.
And Pluto, of course, is still included in this list, but it's not even designated a planet anymore. And then the last one, this is the last one. In 2011, they did a study to estimate how much space the entire internet was in terms of bytes.
Yeah.
So it was 950 exabytes.
Exabytes.
I don't even know what that means.
No, well, here's huge. A little gauge for you.
It would
you.
Be like, well, now the national debt is up to 10 extillion.
One exabyte equals roughly 50,000 years worth of DVD time. 50,000 years, not hours, minutes, years. Of-
wow. I want to know who the people are who put stuff online. Everything you pull up, somebody had to sit down and enter it.
Oh, sure.
Now, who are those?
Yeah,
people?
Writing code. Yeah, there's.
Where are they, and who are they?
Yes, that's it. And then, it's not one exabyte is 50,000 years of all DVD time, and all words spoken by humans since the beginning of time could fit in 5 exabytes.
Okay, you lost me.
And there are 950 of what is the internet. So,
and why do we need to know that?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is just some random facts. The next one, this is it, the last one. It takes almost 2 years, 2 years for a pineapple to grow.
How much?
2 years.
From what, a seed?
Yes, apparently, yeah, because I think pineapples have seeds in them, don't they?
You're the one.
But then if you cut 2 inches off the top of a pineapple and you bury it in the ground up into the stalk part, just leave the leaves out, it'll grow. In 2 years, you'll get another pineapple.
Right. Show them 2 inches, Dan. Show them how much that is. There's how much stalk you need. Two inches.
That was it.
Right. Close her down. Burke segment is officially closed. Talk a little of meanies, and we'll talk a little hate crocky if you want to. And I told Peon off the air, I said, you know, right now it's kind of a good time because it's rare that you get a person, you can say any rotten, nasty thing about him you want, and nobody will be upset or mad. And that's Stan Kroenke.
He's like a huge villain.
He's a big target for every kind of verbal abuse and have at it. And it's kind of the release is that you can just say all these rotten things about Kroenke. And by the way, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Well, apparently he's a terrible owner. All of his teams. He owns the Colorado Avalanche. They're one of the worst teams in the NHL now.
He's a slumlord of sports.
And the Denver Nuggets is also in the bottom, few teams of the NBA. So
maybe he knows other people don't know. It pays bigger money to have crappy teams.
Right, yeah. It pays regardless. So
yeah. He's the billionaire. We're not. My son is in town. Both my sons are in town. And they went into a Meanies today. They've never been into a Meanies because they don't live here. And I just talked to my son before I walked in here. I said, so I didn't realize you'd never been to a Meanies. He said, oh, my goodness, Dad, this place. And then he starts. Oh, if you had a home theater and then you put this, and he's already started to in his mind imagine. Okay, right now if he wins that Powerball, he's headed to a Meanies. He'd probably buy the whole place. But he was blown away, and I knew he would be. He said it's like a combination arcade and fine furniture store, and he said I don't even know how to describe the place. And that's the best description you can give a Meanies is that you can't describe it. Now, that seems weird, but that's the best description, is it's just not something you can describe. You have to go there. Because what do you tell people? You go, well, it's a lighting store. It's a game place with pinball. No, it's a furniture. No, it's all these things. And smart people right now are buying patio furniture so that they can get exactly what they want and and have it when they need it. When spring is here, it's already in your home and at your home. And you will not be replacing this patio furniture. There's a reason it's the number one category of all things they sell, because they're about the only store around that refuses to sell any junk patio furniture, any junk anything else for that matter. There is no junk. Now, wait till you hear this. I'm going to give you the extreme high end of Amini's. And this is probably not, maybe not smart, because lots of people have the idea that everything in Amini's is something they can't afford. That's not true. You haven't walked through the store. They have a handmade rug. And I'm going to call later and get confirmation on this. They have a handmade rug. If you've ever seen fine oriental rugs, and I think it's okay to still call them oriental rugs, you know that on many of these rugs, families make them, weave them by hand, and sometimes it takes years and years and years. There's a rug, my son said, I don't know the dimensions. It's like 80, but it's huge. It's for a giant room, like a, you know, the Forbes family dining room. Guess the price on this rug. There's a tag hanging on it at Amini's. Over $700,000.
I was going to say 75, but I knew whatever I guessed, I would be way off.
Oh, my goodness. It's worth a look. Yes, most of us will never have it in our homes, but it's just something worth going to stare at like a fine painting would be. And you can go into Amini's and spend $50 or $200 or $500 or $1,000. Get the jukebox you've always wanted to finish off that room downstairs that has everything but a jukebox. Or the pinball machine. Or the arcade game. It's Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. They're in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome. Again, Amini's.com.
Time for another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
And we do have a couple of problems. First, in South County on southbound Telegraph, just before 255, you've got a crash with lane blockage there. Then up in North County, Lindbergh at Manresa, you've got signal problems. That's got traffic backed up all the way to Highway 270, eastbound 270 heavy. In the right lanes from McDonald through Lindbergh, a little heavy again in the other lanes through 170. And on eastbound 40 downtown, we are slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Staples. They have ink at a great value this week. Buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off. Limit two per customer. Ends January 16th. See store for details. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Looking for a tasty lunch but pressed for time? Try the new concept from Broadway Oyster Bar called Bob on the Fly. Located at 736 South Broadway and open for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Bob on the Fly offers Bob-quality soups, salads, and sandwiches, including many new creations, all at on-the-fly speeds. So step right up and try a flash-fried tiger prawn, a house-smoked brisket, Brad's Cuban, or a salmon BLT.
It's all good.
That's Bob on the Fly starting January 18th at Broadway Oyster Bar.
Attend the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show January 14th through 17th at America's Center. Shop new 2016 RVs or just learn about traveling RV style. Visit stlrv.com.
People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Couple of quick things. We're not going to beat this dead horse. I think a lot of people in the back of their minds for a long time have really believed, well, the Rams are done. They're gone. They just were hoping maybe it didn't come down that way. Peon said something very interesting a while ago. He said, this is not a good time if you don't care about sports to say, ah, who cares? Well, I would never say, ah, who cares. Personally, it's not going to change my life, but I get it. I know people who are, I told you, he's a good friend of ours. When he watches a Steelers game, he changes jerseys at halftime. It's a tradition. He changes his jersey at halftime. He has a Steelers blanket in front
that
of him.
That has to be, certain things have to be there. Do they have a terrible towel, too?
Yes, he's got it all. So I do get it, but here's the thing. Not the end of the world. Sam Crockett has every right to do whatever he wants to do. It's business. And in business, at this level, people don't matter. They don't matter. Look at the companies that lay people off at Christmas. They don't give a crap about the personal part of it. It's business, and it's numbers. That's all it is. I don't think Stan Kroenke has a friend in the world. That's my guess. And if he does, it's a fake friend, and it's all based on the money he has. I feel sorry for people like that. Envious to some degree, of course. We'd all like to have that kind of money. But my son lives in Jefferson City, and he lives near a very exclusive neighborhood. And because he has a restaurant, he has people come and go, and a lot of the people in the state capital. And he said somebody who regularly is in contact with and working with these very wealthy people. And there's some very wealthy people in Columbia and Jeff City. And he said, if you ever have a chance to be around them privately and personally, like at a, maybe they throw a little party at home, they're miserable. They're drunks and they're miserable for the most part. And I think right now all of St. Louis would like to think that Stan Kroenke is just miserable. You got what you wanted, but we hope you're miserable. It's business. And unfortunately, too often in business, the people, what always made me mad was when they act like the fans, we thank the fans. They don't care. No. The only part of the fan thing they care about is that you pay money, you buy things, you buy tickets, you buy souvenirs, you go eat. That's all they care about.
But then say that. Don't say all the other...
Like you care about them as people, yeah, and we're doing whatever we're doing for you.
They've had from him over the years. I love this city. I bought the Rams to keep them here and say,
oh, yeah.
Don't say any of that.
You know what's confusing with this guy, though? He really is a Missouri. This guy is born, bred, grew up, worked Missouri, mid-Missouri, Columbia.
Well, named after Enos Slaughter and Stan Musial.
Yeah.
But none of that matters to him, and it doesn't have to matter to him. All right, we got to do some business. I don't know who his IT people are, Kroenke, but I'll never meet him, and he's not going to take my advice. Huber, H-U-B-E-R. And Associates. They've been around over 28 years. Mr. and Mrs. Huber, and I think it was maybe Mrs. Huber, Elizabeth Huber, who started this business 28 years ago. They are technology, they're brilliant technology people. IT is something that most businesses of any reasonable size have to have. Information technology. Now, there are different variations of what that is. Some people will go to someone like Huber to do all of their IT work, to integrate everything, the hardware, the software, the cloud, the whole thing. Then there are people who call on Huber to be a working partner. They have an IT team, but they need a go-to company that knows what they're doing, and these people know what they're doing. Based, founded, headquartered in Jefferson City, but now with offices in St. Louis. I think they're also in Springfield. They're in Kansas City, Columbia. So you get the idea. Like anything else, when you're good at what you do, you grow and you expand. So if you're listening and you are Mrs. or Mr. Business Person, and you have a company, a small company, medium-sized, large company, and you're either not happy with the way things are going IT-wise